Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm joined by Sam Hunter, the boss man of Home Search. And I just like to, at the end of every interview, ask you some left field questions. What's been your biggest regret of your life?
Do you know, I don't know. My dad died when I was 19. I never got to have an adult conversation with him. It would have been some really interesting questions I would have liked to have asked him about life before that happened. That was the first thing that came to my mind, and I was thinking, is that what you wanted to hear? I don't know if I have many other regrets. Okay. I'm pretty good now at, if you make a mistake, you make a mistake. Everything, you know, plenty of them happen every day. It is what it is. Move on to the next thing, figure it out along the way.
And what made you move to the UK?
The truth.
Yeah.
So I went on my second ever date with my now wife. It went pretty well. And I was driving home that night and I was speeding. And I got pulled over and I ended up speeding quite considerably. And I lost my driver's license, except for being able to use it for work. And Felicity and I were sitting talking, and I said, you know what, I think this is a bit of a sign that we should go somewhere. And we were starting to talk about, we'd only been together for about 6 months at that point in our lives. And we were having conversations like we'd been together a long time. And I'd never had that with anybody before. And I thought, right, we need to get out of Brisbane to see where this goes and if this works. So that moment made me rethink everything. I love real estate. Hopefully that's pretty clear. That's all I talk about. And London was easy because you could get a 2-year visa without much trouble when everyone spoke the same language as us. Yeah. And I thought,
you go down to the walkabout bar, you know.
Yeah, literally, second day in London, I got drunk there at 7:30 in the morning and went to Borough Market, forgot that I ate Prime Minister. It's good. We wanted to challenge ourselves. We wanted to get out of our comfort zone. And here's the other funny part of the story. I thought to myself, if I could sell a flat in London, I could do anything, you know. And then UK real estate kind of surprised me a little bit. But it's gone okay so far.
Where do I see you in 10 years' time?
On a farm. Hopefully with a couple of weird little kids running around.
A farm in the UK or back in Australia?
I would say back in Australia in 10 years' time. Okay. Yeah.
How old are you now?
34.
Okay.
Yeah. So set myself a goal of running an ultra marathon by the time I'm 40.
Okay.
Which is a long way away, but it's a long distance. So, yeah, in 10 years' time, hopefully, yeah, I said to you off camera, you know, we work as hard as we do here, because we want to live life on our own terms. And I don't think I can do the 90-hour weeks that I do now forever.
What's the best thing about your wife?
Truth. Mm. Her ass.
Okay.
No, she's kind. She's intelligent. She's hilarious. We're just, we're new parents. So she's, to watch her care for Charlotte is unbelievable. Literally, I sit there and I'd like well up. Okay. I'm emotional now just thinking about it.
So apart from your work and apart from your missus and baby, what is your biggest passions in life?
So I like going for runs. Okay. Because that, I can't work while I'm running. I can't really do anything, really. And I've taken up slow running. So I try and do it to a point where my heart rate doesn't get up over a certain level. What that allows me to do is
slow running. What the hell is that?
It's running
is that,
so.
Is that called jogging?
Yeah, jogging. Okay. It's running so you can talk. And so I actually use that as the time in my day to send myself notes, call people from Australia.
So what sort of mile an hour are you doing on that one then?
Like, I don't know miles, but kilometres, like 6.5 minute kilometres.
Oh, 6.5 minute kilometres? No, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my jam at the moment. Other than that, I really like science fiction.
Okay.
So I forever just rewatch episodes of The Expanse or Stargate SG-1.
Okay.
I like reading, although I read non-fiction more than I do fiction.
Okay. A pint of beer or a glass of wine?
I don't drink anymore.
You don't drink?
No.
Okay.
But beer. It would have always been beer.
Okay. And what's your favourite sandwich filling from Marks & Spencer's or any supermarket?
I always get the chicken bacon triple from Sainsbury's. I love that. And then I go through the rounds of the Christmas sandwiches in December and try and find the best one.
Favourite flavour crisps?
Just plain salt.
Okay. Favourite pie filling?
Steak and kidney.
Steak and kidney.
Yeah.
Interesting. And what does the best holiday look like? What look like after lockdown?
Going to the mountains. Yeah, somewhere where you can go for a walk or a run all day, and it's probably cold, and you want a fire. If it can be cold and sunny, that'd be the dream.
A bit like it is today.
Yeah.
Sam, thank you for your interviews today, and we've done 5 or 6 of them. They'll be on my YouTube channel, on my podcast. Thank you for your time and effort. You're a fantastic star of the industry. We love you to bits, and thank you for what you're doing, and please keep up the good work.
Thank you for having me.